Before I came up to San Luis Obispo in 1977, I lived in Santa Paula, down in Ventura County, for about 5 years. And I worked in a small helicopter repair shop down there on the airport. It was a five-man shop. One of the fellows that I worked with, his name was Junior. Guy about 30 years old or so. Very pleasant fellow. Really enjoyed working with him. But before he came to work for us in the helicopter repair shop, a few years before that, he had his very own helicopter. And he was the pilot and the mechanic and the operator. And it was just a one-man show. And he had a space on the airport in Santa Paula. And just it was like on call. Mm-hmm. And it was the helicopter was one of those old Bell 47s with the bubble on the front, just a small two-place helicopter. They called them the Whirlybirds back in those days. And so he's on standby at his hangar, and it was one of those years where we had a lot of rain again. This seems to be the night or the evening for rainy or bad weather stories. Okay, we've got Santa Paula here, and then you've got Fillmore, another small town about 10 miles off to the east. Okay, the road between it's Highway 126, between Santa Paula and Fillmore was cut off. It was flooded. Now, a lady in Fillmore was about to have a baby, like this lady here. Mm-hmm. And since the hospital was in Santa Paula, but there was no way to get to Santa Paula from Fillmore by car anymore because the road was cut off, flooded, couldn't get through. But somebody over in Fillmore happened to think of Junior, called him up. We need you. So he got in the helicopter, flew it over to Fillmore and picked the lady up. And there was maybe a 10-minute flight from Fillmore over to the hospital in Santa Paula, no more than that. But Junior had his fingers crossed the whole way, hoping that, she was just hold on until, because she was getting pretty close, until they got there, Well, they made it. And she got to the hospital in time, had her baby. Junior went back home, and he didn't go back to the shop. He landed his helicopter in front of his hangar and just went home. And he needed a beer. He needed to relax. And that's the beer. The beer took care of that. Uh-huh. Now I've been writing stories for the last 10 or 12 or maybe 13 or 14 years now about the story of my life and some of the people that I worked with and people that I know. And one of the stories is about this. Incident with Junior picking up the lady and bringing her over to the hospital in Santa Paula. And I call it On a Wing and a Prayer.